It's Border Crossings with Larry London from BOA Music Mix.
Hi there, and welcome to our Wednesday show here on Border Crossings. The phones are open, 202-619-2077. Give us a call. Again, the number 202-619-2077. We'll start it off with Alexia's request. Alexia's in Kuwait, and she wants this song from Taylor Swift, the first single off the 1989 album. This is called Shake It Off.
I stay out too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. I go on too many dates. But I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. Mm-hmm. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind. Saying it's gonna be alright. Cause the player's gonna play, 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 play. And the haters gonna hate, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake.
Swift on Border Crossings for all the Swifties who are listening. Alexia in Kuwait requested Shake It Off from the 1989 album. Taylor Swift appears in the new issue of ASOS magazine. And in the magazine story, she says, as much as I would really like to have saved myself heartache, embarrassment, or gossip, I know that my biggest mistakes have turned into my best lessons, and sometimes my greatest career triumphs. She goes on to say, in my life, if there had been no turbulence, no bumps on the road at all, maybe my music would just be beige. And without a few famous boyfriends, we wouldn't have the hits like Trouble, Back to December, or We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. If you would like to join us on the show, we'd love to hear from you. We're in the studio live today. Tomorrow is a holiday, Thanksgiving. So tomorrow's show will be a pre-recorded show where we give thanks. We're playing music that says thank you or thanks or some kind of offering of appreciation in the song title or lyrics. That's on tomorrow's show for Thanksgiving. But today we're here and we are taking requests. Border Crossings is your place for requests on the Voice of America. And you can call 202-619-2077 and tell your friends to call. Tell your neighbors to call. Tell your coworkers to call. Shout it from the mountaintop. 202-619-2077 or email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Ethel is in Kuwait. She called us and requested this song from Blake Shelton. This is called Lonely Tonight.
I never thought you'd pick up the phone. It's Friday night. You should be out on the town. Didn't think you'd be sitting at home all alone like me. Nothing on TV, nothing to do, nothing to keep my mind off you and me. And the way it was, are you thinking about it now? Because I could be there in 5. One more, one last time. That touch, the fire I miss, those kiss me eyes, your red wine lips on mine, like it used to be. Maybe I want you and you want me, and we don't have to be lonely tonight.
Need you, want you, I'm right here.
We don't have to be
said I wouldn't come.
Crossings, and it's a request from Etsub Engdashet, who is listening to our show and says, I love your program, I'm a fan, and I'm enjoying everything here in Sierra Leone with Border Crossings, and I want to make a request from Lady Antebellum for my best friend. So please play the song Need You Now, which we just did. And Lady Antebellum were at sea recently, November 19th. They performed a concert at sea. That's what it was officially billed at for those that wanted to book a cruise with the country music band and get a chance to see them perform while on a cruise to Cozumel, Mexico. November 19th, that was the date. And they had a lot of fun performing on board the boat. And the news story reads, you can take the band out of Nashville, but you can't take Nashville out of the band. Lady Antebellum. By the way, Hillary Scott is married to the drummer from the group. I never knew that. I had no idea. I just read that Hillary Scott, her husband is Chris Tyrell, who plays drums for Lady Antebellum. And I know the three main people in Lady Antebellum are Hillary, Charles Kelly, and Dave Haywood. I'm Larry London, and Christian checked in with us on Facebook. We've got facebook.com/VOA Larry London. If you'd like to send a message our way, we'd love to hear from you. Again, it's Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. You can come and join us, along with all the others who have become fans of our page. Albani Mohammed, Azam Taba is a new member of our family. Mispa Abu, Zakaria Yaya, that's what it says. Zakaria Yaya, Arbersh Siom, Tizita Hailu, Eskinder Solomon, Tati Saba Zerga, Mark James, Lydia Asifa, and Paolo Bordignan. So, Paolo, thank you and welcome to our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And you can go to facebook.com and search Larry London in the search box. You can go to twitter.com and send a tweet to BCVOA. Or call 202-619-2077. We'd love to hear from you wherever it is that you listen to the show. I was just talking to the head of music, Eric Felton, who told me some good news. He said, we just completed a big research project, and apparently the English division at The Voice of America has increased its audience from a year ago. The English division in radio and television, the listenership, viewership is up to about 50 million right now. So that is very impressive. That can compete with any network out there doing English broadcasting. So proud to be a part of it. Proud to come to work every day. So there you are. And thank you for making that possible, because you're one of the 50 million. And we appreciate that. So the audience gets bigger and bigger. Border Crossings is doing very well within the English division. All right, here's a request for a regular who tunes in Istanbul, Gökhan Sahin. And he even calls himself a regular listener. He's in Turkey. So Gökhan Sahin, thank you for joining us. He says, goodbye, Merry Morningstar. We'll miss you. He's requested this piece of instrumental music. This is one of the greats from film and from television, the show about the animated Pink Panther character. And so here is Henry Mancini and the orchestra with a theme from Pink Panther. We'll be right back.
VOA Music Mix.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Neo, and you're checking out Border Crossings. Keep it locked. Peace and love.
Whole world is watching us now. It's a little intimidating. But since there's no way to calm down, let's give them something amazing. Let's make them remember. Using one word, incredible.
Border Crossings, and a jock, Attack a Sick, requested that song, Incredible. It's Celine Dion with Neo. Celine Dion was all set to announce a return to Caesar's Palace. Her husband, Rene Angeli, who's been battling throat cancer, was showing signs of improvement, and apparently they have announced a delay. Apparently, Rene has suffered a setback. Not sure what that entails, but Celine's return has been delayed a bit. And the folks at Wynn Entertainment and Caesar's Palace say that they will be announcing some other performers who will be coming to the Coliseum. Shania Twain's been there for the last 2 years, and she will end her concert engagement there starting December 6th with a few shows. But after Shania leaves, not sure who's coming in. And there are rumors that Taylor Swift, Carrie Underwood, Reba McEntire, or Dolly Parton might fill the void for a little while. until Celine is ready to come back. I'd like to say hello to Barnabas and Deba Kamal. Both of those fine listeners have checked out our Facebook page, and they checked out the video I put on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London, which features a couple of London subway ping pong players who didn't use a paddle and didn't use a ball. They used their mouth to play ping pong on the platform. And you can check out exactly what I'm talking about. It's on my Facebook page, and you can see it for yourself at Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I'd like to say hello to Muhammad, to March Franklin Bills, to Marie Kay, who is in Kenya. Love your Facebook photo. She looks like the happiest person on earth in her photo. And Mispa is in Ethiopia, tuning in to Shegar FM. Azam is in Kuwait listening, as is Jesse, who just sent me a Facebook message and said, don't forget me. I'm in Kuwait, and I'm listening. This is Border Crossings, and here is a Facebook request from Ashanafi Asserts. And Ashanafi writes in, hi, Larry. I've been listening for quite some time, and thank you for hosting the show and for bringing in the one and only Wyclef Jean. And I would like to hear a song from his upcoming eclectic album that he talked about during the interview for your listeners in Ethiopia, which includes myself. So please play the song, which is called Wish You Were Here. This is Wyclef.
This for just any cover tune. I'ma take y'all to the dark side of the moon. Kicking in my mom's womb, this song was just a thought. A young refugee label just come with a passport. Dad used to tell me about the American dream. My dream was waking up in the projects, a young teen. Listen to hip hop, my brother tuned me into rock. Put me up on Pink Floyd, a band from the British blocks.
Whether you're pumping the head.
Just two lost souls swimming in the
Border Crossings, and that is a song from Wyclef, Wish You Were Here, on Border Crossings. Wyclef was here, and we had him on the show. I hope you enjoyed hearing the Wyclef interview as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. A lot of people around the world know Wyclef. 10-time Grammy nominee. He's won 3, and he's right now working with Coca-Cola and Red and the Global Fund to raise money to fight AIDS. And so that's what he's doing with his new song, which we spoke of during the interview when I had him on. I had a bunch of questions for him. I talked about the Fugees getting back together, and he said he'd like that to happen, which is contrary to all of the things I've read that have come out of his mouth in the last couple of years. They tried a reunion. I remember they had a concert in New York on the streets outside in the open, and that didn't work out. They were planning an album and a reunion tour, and it just fell apart. Because Wyclef and Lauryn Hill just couldn't make it work. And yet, when we had him on the show, he said, oh, I'd love to do that. So who knows? Who knows what's really going on behind the curtain? This is Border Crossings, and I've got a request from Farshad. And she is in Ethiopia. Hello, Farshad. Thanks for tuning into our show. She requested a Michael Jackson song. And this one is called I Wanna Be Where You Are. And with Border Crossings, you can. This is the Voice of America.
Everybody
Border Crossings, it's 22-year-old Nick Jonas, one of the Joe Bros. Him and Kevin and Joe were on tour together with Miley Cyrus a few years ago, big on Disney, and that kind of fell apart. Last year, they were trying to put out an album and tour and decided, nah, let's go our separate ways. But Nick Jonas continues in music, and he's got his new album coming out called Nick Jonas. His first album a few years ago as a solo artist was called Nicholas Jonas. So now he's matured, and he's just Nick Jonas. That's called Jealous for Alicia in Kuwait, listening to Border Crossings. Nick is dating a Miss Universe, Olivia Culpo, who won the crown in 2012. She is from Rhode Island here in the United States. So this is the first time since 1997 that an American beauty pageant contestant won the Miss Universe crown. So congratulations, Olivia Culpo. She's with Nick Jonas. And Nick admitted in a recent interview that he had a celebrity crush when he was younger, and he still has it to this day. His celebrity crush, Shania Twain, of all people. In fact, he admits, he said, I went to Las Vegas and I saw Shania in concert. That's how much I like Shania and her music and admire her. And I saw Nick perform last night. Nick Jonas sang the song we just heard. He did it on ABC TV's grand finale of Dancing with the Stars, which is season 19 finale. Alfonso Ribeiro is the one who won the Mirror Ball, won the title on the show, and beat out a couple of very tough competitors. So congratulations to Alfonso and all of the people who were on Dancing with the Stars this season. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. Coming up next, we've got a request from Ghana. Magembe is tuned into the show. Mark Ronson has a new album coming out, and this next song features Bruno Mars. And you know, if you're like me, I want you to close your eyes. And you are going to, and Glenn, you can do this too. You can even push the button with your eyes closed. You can imagine James Brown singing this next song. This is amazing. I mean, this sounds exactly, he's channeling James Brown on this song. Bruno Mars is. The song is called Uptown Funk. Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. Little James Brown 60s revival going on Border Crossings.
Is it that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold? One for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wilding, living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Stop. Wait a minute.
Fill my cup, put some nigga in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop, skip it.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Like a dragon, wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Trick, say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Before we leave, little something. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance. Jump on it. If you succeed and flown it. If you freak dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance. Jump on it. If you succeed and flown it. Well, that's Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe it, just watch. Come on.
James Brown sounding Bruno Mars with Mark Ronson on Border Crossings and Uptown Funk. Love that song. And thank you, Magembe, for requesting it so we could get down and get funky. I'm Larry Lund. I still remember Eddie Murphy's James Brown imitation on Saturday Night Live many years ago, probably late 70s, 80s, when he did the hot tub, going in the hot tub. And he had his cape, and he'd take it off as he got in the hot tub. And he'd stop, and he'd put the cape back on, go, in the hot tub, got to get in the hot tub. And they had a lot of fun. I'm knocking my computer over here, having too much fun. Alex checked in from Haymarket, Virginia, to say happy Thanksgiving. And I say happy Thanksgiving, Alex. Tomorrow on the show, we will give thanks with music. We will play our Thanksgiving special. And we'll be serving up stuffing and cranberries. And with lots and lots of turkeys and pumpkin pie. And I'm getting hungry already. But anyway, thank you, Alex, for listening. Thanks to everybody around the world. It's a day to give thanks. Be thankful for what you got. But I think we should be thankful every day for what we have. And think about the fact that there are people around the world who are far less fortunate than we are. No matter how many, we can be behind on the bill, the electric bill, the light bill. We could be, my gosh, there was a guy who delayed me in traffic today. What was he thinking? They closed the roads on the way to work, and oh, it's raining. There are people who don't have food to eat. There are people who are fighting Ebola. So we need to think about that and keep that in our minds and be thankful for what we do have and not complain about what we don't have. I always tell that to my kids. You get what you get and don't get upset. I'm Larry London. Coming up, we've got Chris Brown. He is being referred to as the king of R&B today. Today's R&B king. He won very big at the BET Awards show, which will air November 30th, but the awards were just handed out. He's only 25 years old. And he went home with a few awards, so we congratulate Chris Brown. We're about to play a Chris Brown request. And this one is for Sophie Wamaitha. And Sophie is in Kenya listening to the song. So here you go. This is your Chris Brown request. And it's yeah, yeah, yeah. Three yeahs. This is Border Crossings.
need someone. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and opened up the doors.
On Border Crossings. Happy birthday, Rita Ora. She turns 24 today. Tina Turner is 75 today. Natasha Bedingfield's 33. If it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. We'll be back with a special Border Crossings tomorrow at 1500 Universal to celebrate Turkey Day and give thanks, because it's Thanksgiving. That's tomorrow on the show. Then we're back live in Studio 4 on Friday's show. And I invite you to come back for more requests on Friday and tune into the show. Have a safe evening, and see you in a couple of days. This is Border Crossings. Thanks to Glenn, our engineer, and Mary, our producer-director, and to you for tuning in. Without you, there's no us. Please spread the word. It's Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. This is the VOA1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.